There is another breaking story that's a massive upset. I mean, I had to look at the story a couple of times. I've always enjoyed our conversations with Bill Wilde, Westland Mayor, and even more than the times we got to speak, he always was sending out information that was always so good for Westland. He's a promoter, and that's good. And he also happens to be Westland's longest-serving mayor. So I had to double-check here when I found out this newest accomplishment, if he could be mayor while he did this, and the answer is no. In fact, Bill Wilde, Westland's longest-serving mayor, plans to resign at the end of the year, and he's on the other end of my line right now. Say it ain't so, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and boy, what an introduction there. So I definitely appreciate that, but no, it is true. I will be stepping down as mayor in January from the city of Westland, and I'll be taking on the role as the president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association. They're headquartered in West Bloomfield, and they have 1,400 members in Michigan, Ohio, and the Chicago area. And they've been the voice of the food, beverage, and petroleum industry since 1910.
It is a well-respected, prestigious organization. And I suppose, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. There's no real good time to ever leave a good job, but you feel comfortable about it.
Yeah, like you said, Paul, there really is no real good time. But I feel good with the city. I feel proud of the work that my team and I have been able to accomplish. We've got the city in a good financial spot with a 3-year balanced budget on the books, and we've got good leadership coming up through our city council, and we've got a strong team here in the city of Westland that the new incoming mayor would have a nice team intact, and we've got a lot of good projects coming down the pike. So at every point, mayors have to pass on the baton, and I feel that this is a great time, and this new position is a great opportunity for my family as well.
Well, I'm going to tell you, can tell me if I'm right or wrong, it seems to me this will give you an even greater opportunity to spend time with that family. And because, you know, when you're the mayor, it's not a 9-to-5 job by any stretch. I'm not saying your new job's 9-to-5 either, but you should be able to spend, I'm thinking, more time with your family.
Yeah, and that's part of my decision here. And I've got a son that's playing college hockey up at Central Michigan, and I've been trying to catch their games. And I have 2 high school daughters, and my wife's a public school teacher, and our family has been living the public official lifestyle for the last 15 or 16 years. So I think that we're looking forward to having a little bit more normal lifestyle and spending more time with our kids while we've still got them around the house.
But you're not leaving the area for those very reasons you just listed. The kids are in school. Your wife's doing what she's doing. So you're going to stay right where you are in Westland.
Yeah, this is our hometown, and we've set up our friends and family and our churches here. So this is where we're going to live. We're going to stay in Westland and stay in Wayne County, and we're looking forward to this new opportunity. But I'm going to stay involved in the community. Our roots run very deep here.
Fourth term, been the mayor since 2007. We'll end that job, walk away now to the new opportunity at the end of this year. Are you going to be involved in politics anymore? Will you try to have a say in who replaces you?
Well, on the local level, we'll certainly, we've got a great working relationship with the city council, and they'll be working to appoint an interim mayor. So I do think that we'll have a great opportunity to work with them. As far as moving forward, Mara is, they're very involved politically here in the state of Michigan, and they're recognized as a leader in government relations, not only in Michigan but Ohio. So I expect to be very involved, and you're going to see us raise our profile there politically, but we're going to be more involved at the Detroit Regional Chamber, the Detroit Economic Club, the Business Leaders of Michigan, Paul. So I'm looking forward to continuing interacting with you as well, Paul, throughout
well, I hope
my
so.
New term here.
I hope you will not forget about us and that you'll come on board and talk about all these things, because it really puts you in an even better position to have some influence in some very important areas as you become the new president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association, and we wish you well. I got to believe, and I'm not sure you can put it into words, how difficult this decision must have been for you, Bill.
You know, Paul, you're absolutely right, and it's bittersweet because I being the mayor's been the professional pride of my life. I mean, it's something I really take serious, and being mayor of your hometown is something special. And to do it for as long as I have, and to have the support of the community after all these years, it is really bittersweet. So I'm excited about this new opportunity, but I'm sad as this chapter of my life is starting to close. But I appreciate you mentioning that because it has been tough.
Well, let me just say what so many people are saying. You've done a great job. Westland has been so lucky to have you. Whoever replaces you should pay close attention to the way you did your job because you did it so very well. And it will be a bittersweet for everybody, even those people who are very happy for you, for this new opportunity. These kinds of things don't come along every day, and it's a big one. And I guess the official date stepping down will not be the end of the year. It'll be January 16th?
Yes.
All right.
Well, Paul, thank you very much. That was very kind of you, and I appreciate your kindness this morning. You made my morning.
Well, you've made the residents of Westland very happy and very proud in your four terms of doing a great job for them. I can't wait to talk to you in your new position. Best of luck. Happy Thanksgiving. Much to be grateful for, much to be thankful for in the Wild household. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so very much. Well, that's a big deal, and we couldn't be happier for him as we try to accentuate the positive. Relentless positive radio here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 729.